You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning we are lucky enough to be speaking with one half of the duo, Tegan and Sarah. They are returning to our shores and they're going to be playing one show only at Auckland's Bruce Mason Centre on Saturday the 11th of March. Hello, Sarah. Are you there?
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
Only my pleasure. Hopefully nobody was anticipating Tegan. I know it's a bit of a letdown.
No. We're totally happy to be speaking with you this morning. I kind of wanted to briefly ask you about your most recent album that you released last year, Love You to Death. I wanted to ask, where did the concept and the development of the album come from, just to begin with?
You know, we laugh all the time that, you know, our exploration of relationships, both romantic and, you know, whatever, sibling, life, the personal relationship you have with yourself, like the world, whatever. We always say that it sort of gets reduced to, with our band anyways, people always say, so you write about love, like, what else? Like, tell me something else, you know, and we're like, oh my God, is there anything else to talk about? Like, I mean, there are so many sort of angles and textures and layers to, you know, to deconstruct, especially as you get older and you go through more substantial circumstances and life situations. So although the record, you know, sort of sound, there's a sort of simplified title, we really look at this record as sort of touching on, you know, death, people losing people in our life over the last couple of years, and the substantial, you know, personal romantic relationships that we're in, the relationship between both me and Tegan, and then also, you know, the continuing evolution of our individual relationships, like within our own self, you know. So there's a lot, I think, covered on the record.
Because I suppose since you've been involved in the music industry for quite some time, you must kind of have collected a lot of different experiences, and through that you've kind of found a way of, say, wanting to express those experiences. Do you think this album is kind of like, has been an opportunity for you to be able to express things that you haven't necessarily ever been able to?
You know, I feel like our experiences in the music business itself, you know, we're careful not to go too crazy deep into talking about those things, just because I think the average person probably wouldn't care.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, there's like, you want to sometimes talk about it, but then we control ourselves a little bit, because I think that it's kind of like when you sit down for dinner with your boyfriend or your girlfriend and they want to talk about work, and you're like, hey, you've got like 20 minutes, but I don't really want to hear that much more about your coworkers or what's going on or whatever. And I think we've really stayed away from writing songs about our actual experience in the music business, because it sort of falls under that category of like work talk. But but I will say with this record, you know, I mean, we're 36 years old, and we've spent our entire adult life touring and traveling, and there are certainly, it's a unique existence, you know, because you're sometimes gone 200 days a year. It can make, you know, having those kinds of intense, intimate relationships, whether it's with family or friends or a significant other, it can make it really challenging. And I think there's also at least for me, there's a sort of sense of impermanence, you know, because I'm never really one place for very long. And I think that, you know, it offers us an opportunity to sort of give a unique perspective on what it means to be alive in, you know, in this day and age, especially given the political climate, you know, to have the opportunity to go around the world and talk with so many different types of people and hear people's stories and experiences and then see how they relate to ours. It's really, I mean, it's a real privilege. It's wonderful.
So you and Tegan have always been really strong representatives and supporters of the LGBTQ community. What role does that play in your music?
I mean, I think it's one of those kind of, it's one of those difficult things where I think for some part of our career, we were always reluctant to make too much of it. You know, we would say, yes, we're gay, but like, why do we have to talk about it all the time? Or, you know, why does that immediately make our music only relatable to other gay people or gay women? And I think that in our, you know, in more recent years, we've sort of embraced it and said, you know, I mean, our music is as much about our identities as anybody's. I mean, my romantic relationships happen to be with women, but I do think that there's a universal, perspective there. I don't think you have to necessarily be gay to understand a song like, Call It Off, like from our record The Con. I mean, you know, or songs like Walking with a Ghost. It has literally nothing to do with being gay, you know? I think we've found a way to sort of embrace our identity while also sort of express universal feelings. So on a political side, I will say that, we feel that even more than ever before, we really feel like being out and talking about our identity and our stories and the community around us and the political struggles and also successes that we've had as a community, we feel that we want to talk about those things. We have a platform to do it in a very public way, and I want, the gay community to have a voice and not just sort of silence themselves, because they don't want to, I guess marginalize themselves or put them into a box. Mm-hmm. Like, I think our stories are just as beautiful and important as anybody else's.
And you are heading over to New Zealand soon to perform as a part of your Love You to Death tour. How has it been going so far? Are you on a bit of a break at the moment, or are you still touring?
We just finished a month in Europe, and we had a week off, so which is great. I mean, it's amazing how restorative even 7 nights at home can be. But the tour is great. We're doing the show's almost 2 hours. We have a lot of material to cover. We try to play songs from every record. We have 8 albums, so we do try to play at least a couple of songs from each album, especially from our earlier catalog. And the show, it's high energy. Although things right now in the world seem a bit crazy, we see our live shows as a way for people to come and, I guess shut off a little bit from what's happening in the world, and be in a safe space and come together as a community and sort of, I don't know, be distracted, have fun, dance, sing, exercise some of those feelings that might be happening in regular day life.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much, Sarah, for speaking with me this morning. I'm sorry we couldn't talk any more or any longer, but it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic show when you come here to New Zealand. And also, I wish you all the best on all the other shows that you have throughout the rest of your tour.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.